Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava. Today, we're diving into one of the boldest technological roadmaps on the planet, China's sweepingly ambitious 10-year plan to build a fully AI-operated economy by 2035.
And I'm Max. Over the next few minutes, we'll explore not only the plan's timeline and scale, but also the real-world rollouts, geopolitical context, and economic risks that come with it.
Let's start with the timeline. The State Council has laid out a phased approach. By 2027, China expects AI integration to exceed 70% across six key domains, including science and technology, citizen welfare, industry, consumer goods, governance, and international relations.
By 2030, AI usage should surpass 90%, effectively making AI a national infrastructure, on par with electricity or the internet.
And by 2035, the goal is full modernization. You have an economy and society run by AI as the primary engine.
This vision isn't just about flashy robotics. It's anchored in the state's AI Plus campaign that beefs up data infrastructure, model performance, compute power, and cybersecurity.
The plan spans everything, from smart agriculture and healthcare to predictive governance and industrial automation.
We're already seeing glimpses in cities like Shenzhen, where humanoid robots, autonomous delivery drones, and surveillance buggies are integrated into everyday life. These aren't prototypes. They're early examples of embodied AI.
But there's more than execution on the line. China is also playing geopolitics. With USAI chip sanctions and export controls tightening, it's leaning into open source innovation and domestic industrial scaling.
Still, that brings risks. Heavy-handed planning could produce overcapacity, inefficient investments, and marginalize private innovators. Reuters warns of potential wasted capital and idle infrastructure echoes of past state-led industrial missteps.
Moreover, China faces persistent vulnerabilities. AI relies on advanced semiconductors, high-end materials, and tech capabilities, where Western and Japanese firms remain ahead.
Let's talk impact. Goldman Sachs estimates AI could boost China's GDP growth by 0.2 to 0.3 percentage points by 2030 through productivity gains alone.
And greater AI usage means smarter manufacturing, healthcare, governance, but potentially job displacement and regional inequality.
Behind all this is an industrial playbook China has used before. Think Made in China, 2025, with AI now positioned at center stage for economic transformation.
Whether it becomes a global blueprint or a cautionary tale depends on execution and balance between scale and efficiency, control and innovation, centralized planning, and private sector dynamism.
It's a high-stakes bet. But no matter what happens, the march toward an AI-powered economy is accelerating, and we'll be here tracking every step.
That wraps up our deep dive on China's 10-year AI economy plan. If you enjoyed this topic, be sure to leave us a rating on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting platform.
Thanks for tuning into the Thought Media Podcast, everyone. If this episode intrigued you, hit subscribe. We're just getting started and have some really cool things to come.